pulled away from the professor's mesmerizing gaze. He drooped his head and kept his eyes on his old tennis shoes. The right one pressed its toe into the floor.
I do trust you, but some of the secrets aren't mine to reveal.
Yes, of course. I assumed Miss Silver plays a major role.
Not just her. She'd trust me to tell you if I thought it was right.
Billy's ears perked up when he heard his mother mention making their first stop in the mountains, a short jaunt west of town, to visit a friend and get advice. The thought of seeing his father again made Billy feel warm and maybe a little bit scared. The sight of the massive dragon was enough to scare anyone.
I'll tell you what. I can explain a few things as soon as we take off, but we're going to stop and ask someone's advice up on the mountain where we battled Devon. If he says it's okay, then I'll tell you everything. Is that a deal?
I will gladly make that deal, William. Who's your friend? I heard the story of the hunter. Are you going to ask his advice?
You mean Arlo Hatfield? No, but I'd like to see him again. I drew a picture of Hambone for him.
Then bring it along. I'm sure we can arrange to have it delivered. So, when can you be ready?
I shall return in less than an hour, madam, and William, I have the mystery book once again. Its properties are quite astounding. I suspect that we will be informing each other about many things before this day ends.
With Billy in the co-pilot's seat, and his mother flying the plane, the professor and Walter leant forward in their two-seat passenger bench. The sound of the buzzing props nearly drowned Billy's voice.
I can't tell you everything yet, but basically, Bonnie's the one who took care of the Slayer. She used his sword, and from her description, it looked a lot like your replica of Excalibur. Anyway, she said a really bright beam of light surged out of it, almost like a lightsaber from Star Wars. And when she pointed at the Slayer, he vanished in a flash of sparks that kind of swirled around and disappeared, like water going down a drain.
Just like flushing a toilet, huh?
No, genius, not like a toilet. Anyway, that strange stone I told you about, the candlestone, was there on the ground. We think that had something to do with it. What do you think, Professor?
The professor pulled a pair of old-fashioned spectacles from his shirt pocket and slipped them on. He opened a satchel he had at his side.
I'm certain the candlestone is involved, William.
Really? How?
Now is a good time to show you the book.
He withdrew a leather-bound volume. The cover was about the size of an 8x10 photo, with raised runic characters that looked like a bunch of lines and dashes, nothing like the lettering in the ancient King Arthur lore the professor had used at school. The book's two...